This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Drake May a little bit, Keith.
I guess we have to. It is been a couple of bad days for Drake May. We're nothing if not honest. So we're going to discuss what we've seen thus far. There's going to be a little walkthrough action today. I'm watching. He's leading the stretching right now. There's a bunch of guys that are sort of leading the stretching. I don't know if these are like your favorites to be the captains.
You know, I don't. Oh, I see what you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a bunch of players are facing the larger group, and he's one of those guys. There's a ton of them. They can't all be captains, but. It is a lot of the, like, Robert Spillane's out there. Steph Diggs is out there.
Well, you got the binocs out.
I do.
You know, and I've been meaning to watch this. Find Will Campbell for me. Can he reach all the way to his toes or no?
That's not fair.
Now, can he?
He bends his knees, maybe.
Can he get his arms all the way down to his tippy
toes? I thought
toes
we were ripping Drake May, not Will Campbell.
Why is this? I didn't realize you were
going to. Like, swerved me there.
I didn't realize we were going to get a stretching breakdown right out of the chute.
Yeah.
Patriots are on the field.
Yeah, good stretch. Good calf stretch right
now. Good deep stretch. Deep hammy stretch going on out there.
Well, you don't want to have a back spasm like a 21-year-old left fielder.
Well, we'll get to that coming up.
Yeah.
All right. Did he not stretch?
What happened to him?
On the hit list today, yeah. Drake May, Will Campbell, Roman Anthony.
We'll play the hits.
Here on Jones and Keefe, we are live. Day 11 Patriots training camp. It's going to be a light one. We warned you about this yesterday.
No helmets. They left their helmets inside. That's what kind of practice.
They are sans helmets. Yeah. We got a joint practice tomorrow with the Commanders. They went long yesterday. In pads, so a heavy practice yesterday. It's going to be light today. We're presented by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on. McFarlandEnergy.com. And when I say we're going to rip Drake May, I still believe in May big picture. I think he's on balance, had a good, not great camp. Giardi yesterday on WEEI Afternoons, you heard the clip there off the top, graded at a B-. That's probably about right. I think going into the last couple of days, it was an A-.
Yeah, that's probably right.
And I think it's dropped a little bit because he threw two picks in the stadium. You can put it on Steph Diggs if you want. You can put it on the mix-up with Kyle Williams if you want. But as you said all day yesterday, Keith, he's the quarterback. He's involved in the turnovers. He's put a few snaps on the ground. Maybe you want to blame the centers there. Bradbury on one. Jared Wilson on two others. But he's the quarterback. He's involved in all of it.
Yeah.
He's, again, the common denominator there. And yesterday, the offense couldn't get it going in the red zone. We told you that real time. They were at the 6. They were at the 8. They were at the 25, so even out of the red zone. They couldn't get anything going until a touchdown late to Kayshon Boutte on a fourth down play that Greg Bedard said was out of bounds. All the other beat writers, my eyes, and you know how good those are,
yeah,
thought he tapped his
iffy
nose.
Iffy at best.
But it's not even, well, we're not even sure he caught it inbounds on the on the one nice play the first team offense made
the
yesterday.
The best play might have been an incomplete pass.
So arrow down.
Yep.
Giardi says B minus. When I say he needs a good day tomorrow in joint practices and whatever he plays on Friday, I don't mean he needs it to have a successful year. I just think he needs it to reverse the direction the offense has been going the last couple of
years. Yeah, no, I'd like to see it because I also don't think it's fair to have these overblown expectations for the offense. The offensive line still isn't great. The receivers besides Steph Diggs aren't great, but I've always been a proponent of it is the quarterback. The quarterback needs to lift the play of everybody else around him too. There's been so many excuse making for all the different quarterbacks that have been here the last few years, but at some point, if the quarterback truly is great, he can overcome a average skill group or an average offensive line, right? Hard to overcome just like the worst in the league, but if it's a little bit better than that, the quarterback should be able to do something with it. So I'm with you. It was looking pretty good. Of course, everybody was talking like, oh, he hasn't thrown a pick yet through all of camp, and whether it was, 7-on-7s, 11-on-11s, whatever. And then you're like, oh, that wasn't a great scrimmage on Friday, but okay.
One day.
Yeah, how are you going to follow that up? Might have been worse. Now, there was no interceptions, but it just didn't seem like he was on the same page with his receivers, and it was not a very productive day for the offense. So, yeah, I'd like to see a little bit more. And it's kind of interesting because we were doing all the different power rankings and lists and all these different things in the offseason that everybody puts out. Locally, the majority of people are pretty high on Drake May for year two.
Yeah.
Nationally, not really.
You're right.
Nobody has Drake May as a top half of the league quarterback nationally. Locally, we're like kind of talking ourselves into it. We did our tiers a while ago, and we had him kind of smack dab in the middle of the pack. Yeah, he's not a top 10 quarterback yet. Now, that'd be great if he gets there. But it seems like most places have him like in the 20s. Like
I saw one yesterday, Keith, and it was more of like a gambling angle to it, but it was like using all of the props at like 11 sports books.
Yeah, he's like 21st.
Averaged all of the sports books together, and I think he checked in 23rd. I'll try to find the story now, but it was, the 20s is completely accurate.
So
yeah.
The expectations aren't high. Now, maybe that is some just like sort of projecting the overall offense, obviously, but that we both looked at it as like a buying opportunity, right? It's like 3,200 yards passing, 20 touchdowns. Like, yeah, he should be able to get that.
Me too.
That number's pretty low, and it's low for a reason. So maybe people are expecting more of what we've seen recently from Drake May than what he did early in the camp.
Give me the name of the author there on Yahoo who wrote this.
No.
Why? That's his name. Ben Fox?
Fox?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not F-O-X, though.
F-A-W-K-E-S.
Sky Fox. That's what they call him.
Ben Fox, that's his name. I don't dump that. That's his name. Drake May checks in 23rd.
Yikes.
And this is, again, averaging together, he says, 12 bookmakers at 11 books. So did he double up on one, or is it one like illegal bookie he doesn't want to talk about?
and a friend of mine that makes lines.
He has Drake May 23rd. The quarterbacks right in front of him, Bo Nix, Aaron Rodgers, Geno Smith, Sam Darnold. The quarterbacks right after him,
kinda
Cam
need
Ward.
Him to be better than most of those guys.
Yeah, the quarterbacks right after him, Cam Ward, J.J. McCarthy, Bryce Young, Justin Fields. That just gives you an idea of where these bookmakers have Drake May situated, which just illustrates your point.
Yeah.
We in New England are much higher on him than they are elsewhere.
We've overrated him a little bit, but I think we got to just be honest with what the last couple of days have looked like for him. They haven't been great. And so, my expectation still is he hits the over on a lot of those betting numbers. The team hits the over on their wins. So that's all kind of lumped together. But I think we even know from like Mike Vrabel talking about it early, they're not going to ask him to throw the ball 40 times a game anyway. Like, it's going
to
be
not
more
to
about
start.
Yeah, like how efficient is he? Does he keep his turnovers down? Right? Like I think Mike Vrabel would be happier with, five picks than he probably would be 30 touchdowns. Like, if that makes sense, right? Like, I think, you don't want the Jameis Winston year where you're throwing a touchdown for every interception. Like, they're not looking for that, because I think right now, the way they're built, they're going to win games on defense for the most part, which I don't know if that's the best way to do it in the league, but it might be the way that this team has to do it.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. You can climb aboard here, Jones and Keefe, 617-779-7937. One of many ways you can get in touch with your thoughts on Drake May for this season. Arrow pointing down the last couple of days. I think that's consistent. As you said, Keefe, while he was throwing zero picks, we were like, boy, the guy's having a really good camp.
He's killing it.
I would have called it like an AA- going into the scrimmage on Friday. And what we saw yesterday, Giardi called it a B-. I think that's about right.
Especially the juxtaposition to the backups. It was like crazy, right? For a while there, it seemed like Dobbs couldn't complete a pass. Those guys were all like running into each other. Like the second team was so bad that the first team looked even better. Now it seems like the second team's kind of caught up. Like we've talked about a bunch of nice catches by Javon Baker, and they've actually looked more like an NFL team, like our NFL like second unit. And that meanwhile, the first team has kind of come back down to earth.
So I think that's fair. And I think the way it's looking, you just want him to, I said earlier, he needs a good joint practice and a good preseason game, however much he plays, if he plays at all, against the Commanders. Vrabel wouldn't tip his hand yesterday when he was asked about it, but I would imagine, and it's just guesswork, he'd get a series or two.
Well, I think what's going to be really fun about tomorrow, even more so than Friday, is just we've seen the same players now for 10, 11 days, right? And we've seen only three quarterbacks, and really Woolrich doesn't even get many reps. So we've seen basically just two quarterbacks on the field, and we sort of graded them against each other and like just what we expect. Jaden Daniels coming to town tomorrow, which is the opposite of what nationally ran. Like people think he's like the fifth best quarterback already in the league.
Yeah, arguably the best in the NFC.
So I think to see him on the field with Drake May, to see what Jaden Daniels does against the same defenses that Drake May has been going up against, I think that'll be a pretty good measuring stick. Like, do we come away from tomorrow being like, holy crap, like one quarterback is way better than the other? Or do we say, you know what, these guys are actually kind of similar. Maybe Daniels just had a better situation around him a year ago.
So, again, you guys can weigh in, 617-779-7937. Your thoughts on the direction of the offense. Now, I am scouring the field, Keith.
Are you?
For Terrell Williams, Patriots defensive coordinator.
Oh,
he's out
call.
There. You're giving me a thumbs up, Terp. Thank you. So, Cadlick said he's out there. I'm trying to see him. You got the binocs over there, but Terp has given us a thumbs up. He is here. Well, some have said collapsed yesterday on the field.
Yeah.
I didn't have eyeballs on that, but he had to leave Patriots practice yesterday due to dehydration. The Patriots came out with a statement and said he's fine. I would just say now that he's had a couple of health scares, one where he was away for the team for a while, this one much more minor yesterday, I would say, you know, banking on getting anything out of him this year is a dangerous game for the Patriots. And one thing I would wonder, because we've illustrated this a lot, Keith, and obviously you hope he's doing well.
Yeah, of course.
His health is the most important beyond anything else. What he can contribute to this team, you want him to be healthy. If he needs time away, take time away.
Right, right, right.
But that will impact Vrabel on the field. We've seen him very, very, very involved, and we've highlighted this a lot with Drake May when he's been out there. He's usually gravitating towards the offense, not entirely, but gravitating towards that first-team offense when they're working through things. For instance, the defense is on one field right now. The offense is on another. More often than not, we see him out there with the offense when the two sides are separated. Not all the time,
right.
But that's typically what we see.
Yeah, a lot of camp he has been.
So I think one thing you have to ask is Vrabel going to have to take on more of a responsibility with the defense if Terrell Williams needs time away? He's already had time away.
Yeah.
And Zach Kerr stepped in for him. That's who was calling plays yesterday when Williams left the field. You have to wonder if some of Vrabel's focus and attention is going to be directed to the defense if Williams can't give it his all. If
yep.
Williams, heaven forbid, has another setback. And I just wonder if that's the way they want to structure it. And I wonder if that impacts the development and the trajectory of Drake May in any way.
No, it's a good question. And yeah, Vrabel was just with the D-line as you were talking about that, but now he's jogging over to join the offense. And yeah, he was even asked about that a couple of media sessions ago. And he was saying he is spending more time with the offense. And part of it was he wanted to really learn Josh McDaniels' offense so he knew better how to coach it. So I think he's like, I know what the defense is going to be. He's been with Terrell Williams for a really, really long time. That's sort of their defense. Whereas he's trying to figure out the offense a little bit more. But yeah, like what is that drop off? Because was it Zach Kerr who's
yep.
been sort of filling in? Like, what's Mike Vrabel's confidence level in him versus he feels like he needs to do it? And so it's not ideal. I mean, it's his staff, especially on defense, right? We feel like on offense, maybe some of the assistants are his guys, but McDaniels isn't. But maybe this is where you have the benefit of having a former head coach as your offensive coordinator. So if you really need him to sort of take on the offense, then so be it. That's what it's going to be. And if Mike Vrabel has to run the defense, then that's what it's going to be, right? Like, it's not like you're leaving it to Alex Van Pelt, all due respect to friend of the show Alex Van Pelt, or like some first year
coordinator. You're not doing that. So if you have to lean one side of the ball, I don't think it'll kill him.
No, I don't think it'll kill him either, but I just wonder if that's the ideal way to set it up. We were just talking about that Ben Solak list the other day. Patriots coaching staff was 20th on his rankings. One of the coaches he was actually quite excited about was Williams.
Yeah.
And, you know, we haven't had a lot of interactions with him, meaning as the media. It's not like you and I have interviewed him, but even as the media, there haven't been a ton of interactions with him.
No, we missed a couple. He did one, like, on a Zoom, remember?
Right.
Like,
it, yeah. And you know, he talked about the defense wanting to be violent and all this.
Yeah, yeah.
He's well-regarded as a D-line coach. We'll see what he is as a coordinator. He's never had that opportunity. We don't even know the extent of the first health scare. We don't know all the details on that. As far as I know, it's unknown. And so you just have to wonder if they can set things up the way they want to. It seems like Vrabel wants to be real hands-on. As you said, at least in camp, maybe that's just to learn the McDaniels offense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But at least in camp, I wonder if some of that attention will be diverted as the season goes. We'll talk to Tommy Curran, as Keith mentioned.
You can repeat yourself. The audience is always changing.
Well, that's a good point. I have heard that.
Yep.
Tommy Curran's going to join us at 1 after the Patriots walkthrough today. Should be a light one. I think we were scheduled to talk to Mike Lombardi at some point today. I know we're very, very excited about that.
I like that.
Plus, we have all the other bells and whistles on the show. Tier Tuesday, we are going to tier off our favorite ice cream flavors and least favorite ice cream flavors, as it were.
There's a lot of ice cream flavors, so we might have to leave some out. I don't know if we can do every single ice cream flavor,
you know,
but
what?
We're going to do a lot of them. A lot of ice cream flavors.
If we miss any of them, you can let us know. We also have a Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45.
This one involves... just to give you a little tease, a little look ahead.
Yeah, sure.
It does involve sports. It also involves a creature feature as well.
Oh, it blends them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Okay, well, pretty good. We'll stay tuned for that at 12:45. Jam-packed program for you today on Jones and Keefe. Let's get back to some veterans that may be in trouble when it comes to their roster spots on the Patriots. We'll do that coming up right after Trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. that the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Billy Lanny.
Greg Bedard yesterday discussing something that we talked about briefly during the show on yesterday's program, that Kyle Duggar, other veterans, Ramondre Stevenson, may not be secure on this roster. It's something Tommy Curran told Afternoons a few weeks back. Surprise cut candidates, trade candidates. Duggar and Stevenson, chief among them. So more of that yesterday from Greg Bedard, the eraser. Craig Woodson getting more first-team reps over Kyle Duggar, who has been just horrendous against the pass for years. I've been talking about that for a long time. So we'll get to some thoughts on that coming up in just a moment. However, speaking of observations.
Yep, I'm up here in the crow's nest.
Heath was locked in on Will Campbell and the offensive line with the binocs here. It's a walkthrough. There's nothing competitive going on.
Yep.
What did you say to me as an aside, Keith?
Well, I'm not trying to take a cheap shot, just telling you what I'm observing. You kind of can tell that Will Campbell's arms are short.
Oh, no.
You kind of can. Like, they're all just...
Oh, no.
So, you're just standing in the huddle.
Is it because there's no shoulder pads? Is that why it's jumping out to you today?
Like,
why are you noticing it on day 11?
Well, I'm specifically looking for it also as he's just... They're all just kind of standing around, like, going through, like, half speed. So, he's standing next to a bunch of other linemen, obviously, and you just sort of see, like, where their arms kind of come down, right? Like, I don't think Will Campbell could put his hands in his pocket.
You were watching this earlier, right? I was asking, like, if he was reaching his toes when he was stretching.
I'm like, maybe it's possible Morgan Moses just has the longest wingspan of all time. Maybe that's possible. Or Jared Wilson. I don't know. But no, it is.
All right, so these are things you're noticing.
I'm noticing these now, yes.
That the arm length is
like,
quite
for real. Like, I'm not trying to be a silly goose about it. Like, there are...
No, I'm at...
It looks short.
Look, I think it's a good observation. Is he the guy out there? Yeah, okay. Oh, nice. Wow.
Give him a gander.
Ooh, wow, these are...
Aren't those good? Those
are these binocs. What are these, prescription?
Well, I hope so.
Oh,
take
yeah.
a look over. See him breaking the huddle there?
Yeah.
So when they're just all standing straight up and their arms are, like, down by their side.
Oh, yeah. Boy, you got to deal with this fence a little bit more than I realized.
The fence is tricky. Things.
Yeah, sure.
We have a lot of obstacles here, but
Who's he working against?
You got to overcome that.
That's Swinson.
He's
working on Swinson, 43.
Yeah, okay.
No, I was wondering who 43 was. I'm pretty sure that's who that is. Yeah.
So, but am I crazy to see
that's a college teammate?
His arms are kind of noticeably smaller.
You know, that's my first foray into the binocs. I might need more of that. But yeah, right. Look, I trust you on this. I trust they measured him at the combine, for God's sakes. They are.
No, I know. I mean, they are. But, like, you wonder if you're like, all right, like, certain other players, like, they measure everything. They measure everything. And some of it stands out, some of it doesn't.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, if somebody told you Tyquan Thornton had the smallest wrist in NFL history, it's not something that you're really, like, looking for.
No, that's true.
But, yeah, I guess this is a little bit of a different story.
Is he the guy you want to see the most tomorrow at joint practices? Like, just see how
Campbell?
He holds up? He's high on my list.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's number one. Honestly, after yesterday, Trevion Henderson might be one. That might be the guy
Henderson,
I want.
Interesting.
I might want to see him more than anything. I mean, Drake May is always going to be at the top of every list.
I think Campbell's a good one, though. I think Campbell and Wilson, honestly. I mean, you might have two rookies starting on the left side of your line, and we still think, as a consensus, it's their worst position group.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they look like against other guys? Because right now we've seen there's been days where Kalavon Chasen and Keon White have gotten the better of them. So what does it look like when you bring in another team? And a team that was just in the NFC title game a year ago, too. So how do those guys hold up? Because my questions on Steph Diggs have pretty much been answered. Going into camp, he was number one.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I wouldn't expect to see him in the game.
Yeah.
I guess joint practices. And look, if he plays, great. I don't need to see him in a preseason game necessarily. I don't know if those are reps I necessarily want him getting. I want him on the same page with Drake May. But that might be one where even I draw the line. And I'm usually pretty aggressive with that. He'll be out there at joint practices.
Yeah.
If he's making plays at joint practices, that's probably enough.
I kind of like all the rookies, to be honest. Like, I'm with you on Henderson. Kyle Williams, can he flash against another team? Woodson, as we're talking about, maybe the safety depth chart, and then the two offensive linemen. Like, I think all those guys, just to see what they look like against another team. Like, they've been thrown into a couple of weeks of practice, but you're just facing the same guys over and over and over again. So what does it look like tomorrow? I think all those guys will be good.
So who's number one on that list at joint practices? Campbell should be high up there. I'd have Trevion Henderson high up there. As I said, I think Drake May would be high on everybody's list, given how the last couple of practices have gone. We talked about that a little bit earlier this hour. You can climb aboard, 617-779-7937. Jones and Keefe live
at Patriots Training Camp. Day 11, light practice today. It's a walkthrough. We're brought to you by McFarland Energy. Circling back to what Bedard had to say there, Keith, he thinks Duggar might be in jeopardy on the roster.
Yeah, so like you and I kind of agree on Duggar. Not really the biggest fan, even going back to when he got drafted. He is a physical safety, but with so many teams throwing at tight ends and things like that, he can be a liability at times. However, why are you cutting him? He's trying to save money. Like, you have all the money. You have all the money in the world to spend, so I don't really know what the point would be.
If he's going
to
be a depth player, is he going to be happy with that? You know, I'm not saying he's Rafi Devers, but, like, if he's going to be a depth player and Woodson's out playing it, like, who do you like better? Let's rewind for a second. Who do you like better as a player, Peppers or Duggar?
Peppers.
Okay. So, and that's
but right now I like Duggar more than Woodson.
Well, it depends on how you want to play defense, right? I mean, are Duggar and Peppers, is that a good safety combination? That feels like two guys who are very similar.
Yeah.
Two guys who are better coming forward than going back. Woodson's supposed to be more of a free safety, McCourty type, if you will, high-end comp.
Yeah.
But he's supposed to be more that. So the fit defensively might be better with Woodson and Peppers, or Woodson and Duggar, because Peppers and Duggar play a similar game. So if Duggar is going to be phased out to a degree, is he the kind of guy who's going to buy in? Is he going to be happy with that? What can you get for him via trade? I wouldn't want to necessarily outright cut him.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Lawyer Malloy style.
Right, right.
But if you can get something for him via trade, yeah, I understand that. And if you're playing Woodson and Peppers more and that's your safety combo going forward and there isn't a spot for Duggar, I don't mind trading him. I would feel worse about outright cutting him, but I'm not even a big fan of his game.
Yeah, no, and neither am I, so it's weird for me to defend him, but it's also like this team doesn't have a lot of talent. We just went through all the exercises before about top 10 at each position, also receiving votes, all that stuff. They're not super talented. He might be one of their 10 or 12 best players if you're just going through, like, in a vacuum, each position, like, where do they grade?
Well, again, he was one of the guys getting votes at the safety position, right? Which Peppers did not.
You're not, like, you know, cutting Lawyer Malloy, but here comes Rodney Harrison. Like, you're cutting Kyle Duggar and or trading Kyle Duggar, even. You're waiting on that draft pick, hoping that Woodson steps up.
Well, but look, I think that's a similar situation. I mean, those guys are way more high-end, but there was redundancy with Malloy and Harrison. And they brought in a rookie in Eugene Wilson, and maybe there are some parallels there where, you know, Vrabel lived through that. Maybe there are some parallels there for that. And I don't think cutting Duggar would, you know, have the team ready to revolt.
No, it's not like
they did then. Yeah, and these guys aren't that good, but understand the analogy. Yeah. Like that, you had two similar safeties. There wasn't room necessarily for both of them.
Yeah,
you had an ascending rookie who could play more of a free safety, deep third of the field style. And so they decided to move on.
Yeah. I mean, but you can also play three safeties. Like, if Woodson's so great, you can put three safeties on the field at once. Also, there's got to be something about having a little bit of depth. Correct me if I'm wrong. Peppers didn't play 17 games last year, did he?
Nope. No, okay. He did not.
All right. So, I don't know. Like, I just wonder if you're right. I mean, maybe you get into, like, if you truly think he isn't one of your two best safeties and then he throws a real fit about it, that's sort of different. But if there's still ways to use them.
I also just think they're okay with moving on from leadership from the past regime.
Oh, they got rid of almost all the guys. In fact, Peppers was the captain last year, not Duggar.
Good point. And maybe Peppers would be the guy to go. I mean, yesterday the guy losing reps was Duggar, but maybe Peppers is in a similar spot.
Now, also, it is practice, so you wonder if they have in Duggar, right? And it's one of the, like, we know what we got. Just like sort of like Diggs, I feel like they've kind of faced him back a little bit, and they're like, all right, let's give Woodson a chance with the other first.
I would agree with that if it was just a reduction in snaps. Curran said it a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. Bedard said it yesterday. This guy might be in trouble with his roster spot. And so, look, if it was purely financial, Keith, I would hate it.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
They have the most cap space in the league. Now, if you think he's going to get scaled back, he's not going to be a full-time player for you, and you think you can get something worthwhile for him, well, then I understand that transaction.
Yeah.
You get a day 3 pick that maybe you can use at the trade deadline, or maybe you can use to get something in the offseason that it's valuable. Not that you're going to stand there and pick in the 5th round, but you pool a 5th rounder with a 2nd rounder as a sweetener to get a player you want in the offseason. I think there's value in that for a guy that you see losing snap share this year. But yeah, that's being real bullish on the eraser there in round 4.
Right. Yeah. And so I don't know where
Eugene Wilson was like the 36th pick.
Yeah.
You know, this guy's a 4th round, day 3 pick.
Yeah, that's why you almost wonder, even if you like him, do you sort of like don't put all that pressure on him right away and you sort of ease him in? You're like, he gets some snaps, but you still have the two starting safeties in front of him. And then by year 2 for Woodson, you can get rid of either one of those guys because you're like, all right, he's now replacing them, but you might not want to put it all on his plate in year 1.
Who do you think's in more jeopardy? And I guess based on Bedard's answer, probably Duggar. But Curran lumped these two together before, and we can ask him about it when he joins us at 1 o'clock. Who do you think's in more jeopardy, Stevenson or Duggar?
I think it's Ramondre. I think, and also, if you look at it, they drafted a running back in the second round. They drafted a safety in the fourth round. So that tells me that they maybe prioritize the running back a little bit more, or they at least think Henderson's a better pro prospect than Woodson is, just strictly based on how the draft went. And also Henderson's flashing a little bit. And you have Gibson, who probably outplayed Stevenson a year ago. I know that's one of the things Curran brings up a lot with us, is that even 2 years ago, Ezekiel Elliott, believe it or not, probably had the better season than Ramondre did. Ramondre's really kind of living off of what?
Did you agree with that, by the way? Curran said that a lot. I'm not sure I agree with it, but it was close. It was close. I agree.
I think Elliott was really good in the pass game that year, which is not something he did a ton in Dallas, but he caught a lot of passes that year. Mm-hmm. And so that might have been more just a way. It was probably close, and then he just broke the tie and it kind of fits the story or whatever. That's fine. But he was very, very underwhelming last year and all the fumbles. And then he fumbles the ball again during their scrimmage on Friday. So depending on how much work he gets between tomorrow, Friday, and the preseason games, and if they feel like they could put more on Henderson and Gibson. And I'm not worried about the cap, obviously, and neither are you. But there is something about getting your bang for your buck. And Ramondre Stevenson's one of the higher-paid running backs in the league.
Well, and again,
and if he's not even going to be like your lead back, then like he might not be on the team.
If Travion Henderson looks like he looked yesterday,
yeah.
That's the first day he flashed for us. I saw Callahan tweet out he's arguably been their best offensive player in camp. I would disagree with that. That's his view on it. But
who do you think has been the best offensive player then?
That's a good question.
I know. So, like, at first I was like, it's not Henderson, but then I was trying to think of who else
be. But I wouldn't have felt strong. Before the second half of yesterday's practice, I never would have said. He wouldn't even been one of the first couple of names that came to my mind.
Yeah, but maybe it speaks to how the offense hasn't been great.
Fair. I mean, I don't know if my answer would be. I might have even said. And this
Booty?
Is, yes. That, and
Booty's
that,
been consistent.
That's awful.
Yeah, so it might be Henderson.
but that might have been my answer.
Yeah.
Is he's kind of the guy who's flashed every day, and that's an awful answer.
Yeah.
But that's probably an honest answer. No, I just, if Henderson is going to be your explosive back and you know Gibson's reliable and Stevenson, again, is not going to be happy getting scaled back and he's part of the leadership from a year ago and a guy who got fat and happy when he got his contract and checked out on the year and fumbled a million times, hasn't seemed to learn anything from it, I don't mind moving on from those guys via trade. Even if it's a day three pick, I don't mind. I'm not cutting them outright just to save Robert a few bucks to put into his helicopter or whatever.
Well, I just wonder because football trades are almost never player for player, right? It's always there's either surprise cuts or they get traded for like a late round pick the following year. So I'm not high on either one of these guys, but at the same time, you have a roster that might be the 25th most talented. I don't know how you improve by just like getting rid of those guys. It's almost like keep them on the team, even if you reduce their role. You hope they're not too much of a pain in the ass. If they are, you got to cross that bridge.
It would
but
say
like, having Ramondre is not bad because just the way football is, Gibson or Henderson gets hurt week one. You already traded Stevenson, and now you're like, where's Landon?
It's true. Landon Larrison.
That's the guy we need. So like
the land shark.
There's got to be something about also having depth on a team that already isn't super talented.
No, I think that's fair. I also just think it would say a lot about how they feel about their rookie class. Now,
yeah.
Whether they're right or wrong, we'll ultimately find out. But it would say a lot about how they feel about rookies like Henderson and Woodson. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on Jones and Keefe. That's your phone number to do so. We will talk to Tommy Curran in the 1 o'clock hour. Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45. We'll be tearing off ice cream flavors at 11:30. You're not going to want to miss that on a Tier Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe live at Patriots Training Camp, day 11. For a walkthrough today, Red Sox win again last night.
They're never going to lose again, this team.
Offense feels unstoppable outside of some injuries. I will get to that with your phone calls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Next. A little closer than we wanted it to be last night, Keith, for the Red Sox.
My guy,
Alcala.
Stinks.
Really doing his best to butcher that last night.
Yeah.
Good inning out of Mats.
Yeah.
Good throw from Abreu once he got into the game because it was getting dangerously close there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But the Red Sox do get another win. Hottest team in baseball. Six in a row. 8 out of 10. They remain comfortably up in the wild card
race. 2.5.
They
got clear on both the Yankees and the Mariners.
Correct. And
those are teams that are also in the playoffs. So what is it now for?
They're 4 up, I believe, on the Rangers. I'm double checking that right now. Yeah, Rangers are a game and a half back of the Yankees and Mariners, which would mean 4 games.
But that was closer than you needed it to be. They were up 8-1, and then in comes Whitlock and Chapman. You know, like, I don't think you expected that, but still, those guys came in. Whitlock, a couple of runners allowed, but then Chapman comes in, mows everybody down. He's up to 21 saves now, but the offense scored a bunch of runs. They had a ton of hits. They still, though, did have a bunch of errors.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, they... Some of that stuff, they haven't shook that.
Bayo had one. Duran had another later on. Duran had a great game. The 3-run homer. He had the great catch as well. He had an error late.
But he giveth and taketh away in the outfield. He's a strange outfielder. Like, he has some great plays where you're like, oh, look at that. And then there's other ones where you're like, wait, what are you doing? Or, like, whether it's playing the ball off the wall wrong or, like, not going for, you know, a ball that was like just foul. That was like he maybe could have caught. Like he's kind of an adventure in the outfield. But no, overall, he's shown more and more power as of late. And what is he up to? 12 home runs now. So yeah, no, he had overall a good game. But there's still a few weird things.
Red Sox score 5 right away. They score 8 in the game last night. They continue to move their way up the standings in terms of runs scored in baseball and in the American League. They are currently, only 16 runs behind the Yankees for the most runs in the AL. They're top 5 in baseball. So we'll get to Roman Anthony coming up, Keith. That was scary yesterday. There's no doubt about that when he's a late scratch right before the game.
Yeah.
That sounds like nothing to be overly concerned about, or is there some concern? We'll get to that coming up. But their offense feels locked in. I wanted a righty bat at the trade deadline more than I wanted a starter, certainly more than I wanted the bum-ass players that they got, although Mats gave you another good inning last night. Is it fair to say the offense is just legit Post Rafi Devers, they average more than five a game. Again, they're fourth in baseball, second in the AL in runs scored. They're closing that gap on all the teams in front of them because they're scoring so much specifically at home.
Yeah.
Is it fair to just say we should trust in the offense and it's legit?
Yeah. I mean, they score. It's funny because you watch them. They do overall score a lot of runs, but it's one of those teams that, say they average five runs a game, they actually never score five runs. They score 10 or they score two or one, and then it averages out to five. So there'll be a stretch where it's frustrating and they're barely clawing their way through one or two runs. Then there are other nights where they just pour it on. So I still would have wanted one extra bat. Now they do have, because of Romy and Ref Snyder, you do have
smash lefties.
You got a good lineup against lefties. So if you face Max Fried's a lefty, right? Like, a couple of guys that you might face in the playoffs that are a lefty, that's not a team that they would want to face. You know, like, so they definitely do that well. I would have wanted one more bat, and let's see what happens with Roman Anthony. Wishful thinking that he's going to be fine. But with Bregman in there and Duran swinging it the way that he is, he was such a swing player, and we talked about it in the first half. He was disappointing. I know people are still commenting on our mid-season superlatives where we said Duran was surprising in a bad way. People are losing their minds about it. But he went from being eighth in the MVP last year to not even an all-star snub, a no-doubt not all-star. So, yeah, that was a bit down. But he's turned that around a little bit. They've moved him around the order. He's got more – was in all those trade rumors. Now he's obviously going to be here, at least for the rest of this season. And if he's swinging a hot bat, that changes the lineup. And he's doing that right now.
And he hits lower in the order against lefties. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I think he was 6 or 7 from the lineup yesterday.
To start the game yesterday, yeah.
I was looking at his numbers. Almost all of his lack of production is against left-handed pitching this year. He's hitting .294 with an .897 OPS against righty pitching.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I think almost all of his home runs, 10 out of his 12 home runs, are against righties.
You don't want him to be a platoon player, but the splits would suggest he should be.
What I would say is their lineup against lefties, where they move Rafael at a second, that's a really legit lineup where you have and where was Rafael last night?
He was in center last night because of the scratch. Yeah, so Romy was at second.
But they will have him at second quite a bit to get all their guys in there. I think it's a pretty legitimate lineup when you have Ref Snyder and Romy Gonzalez, et cetera, everybody in there. And then they can kind of pick and choose which lefty they want in. Is it Duran against the lefty or is it Abreu against the lefty?
Yeah,
again, last night they had to wind up doing both.
Toro's been good. He's been better than certainly I expected him to be at first base. But that's the one spot still to me where you're like, all right, if you had upgraded there, if you had gotten even Suarez or Naylor, one of the guys the Mariners got. I know Suarez isn't a traditional first baseman, but just if you had somebody like that playing first, maybe you feel a little bit better. All right, they did everything they could do. Whereas now you're still just fingers crossed that Toro continues to have, a great season.
So I would say on paper, do I think it's a great lineup? I don't. But production-wise, it's hard to ignore.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they started poor. You made this point earlier. The runs come in bunches. They went 1-0-6-2-1 their first five games out of the break. And they lost four out of those five games. Since then, 9-2-4-4-5-4-8-13, 2-1 a victory, 7-6-8. I mean, they have been scoring
Late. Yeah.
And so the production's been there, but I agree with you. Just anecdotally looking at the lineup, I'm not sure it feels truly elite. And they're much better at home for whatever reason, Keith. Whether that's Cora and his expertise.
The friendly confines.
Whether it's the way they play well at home, I don't know.
Well, we know Bregman, it was a big deal made about Bregman's numbers at Fenway Park. And so we were like, maybe it's just the Red Sox pitching kind of thing. But he is a great Fenway Park hitter, and that's continued.
Let me ask you this, too. Brian Bayo, I wouldn't say was excellent last night. He was charged with no earned runs.
Yeah.
I think he was really lumped in with the one run since he's the one who made the error. But let me ask you. With Tarik Skubal leading the AL in ERA, 218, Garrett Crochet is second at 223. Where do you think Brian Bayo is in ERA rank in the American League?
Oh, in the American League?
Mm-hmm.
10?
9.
9? I was going to say, because he lowered it he's just over 3, right? He lowered it.
He's at
good.
303.
Yeah.
Where do you, Giolito does not qualify. Where do you think Giolito would rank in the American League?
Oh, is he 7? No, he's 12?
He is a little lower than that. He's just outside the top 15 at 17.
Crazy.
The Red Sox, Houston, and Kansas City are the only team with multiple pitchers in the top 10 in ERA in the American League. Mm. The Astros have Hunter Brown, 3, and Framber Valdez, who you just destroyed the other day, 8. Red Sox have Crochet and Bayo, 2 and 9. Royals check in with Bubich.
Boobs.
And Lugo at 4 and 10. And the Royals are now a game below 500. So, I mean, out of American League playoff teams, you have the best starting pitching combo.
Brian Bayo.
And people are crying about Joe Ryan. Castig, stand by. Where do you think Joe Ryan ranks in the AL? In ERA?
7!
Yeah, that is correct. He is 7th.
Well, so, those three guys are dominating. Those three guys have been great. I still stand by everything I said at the deadline, leading into the deadline, and following the deadline. They should have added another starter.
Yeah, look, you can always use another starting pitcher. I'm not arguing with that take. What I would say is I think people might be sleeping on how well those guys are pitching relative to the rest of the American League playoff.
But
that's all. It might not be sustainable.
That's it.
But that is what they're doing.
But that's what people are saying. After every good start, and there's been a lot of them by both Bayo and Giolito, it's the question, do you trust them? Do you trust them? And then even if you do, great.
You trust them in October.
Put them at 3 and 4, but get somebody to be the 2. Right?
Totally, like, fair.
They can still, you're not taking either one of those guys out of the rotation. You're taking Walker Buehler out.
Look, you could always add. I'm not arguing with that, but the idea that they may not have the pitching, I'm not sure. They might have it. The way those guys are pitching, they might have it. That feels like falling for the same thing I was falling for going into the deadline, Keith.
Yep, I gotcha.
And that's not an excuse not to make a deal. Although Ken Rosenthal did say the Red Sox were a lot closer. He backed away from his feeble, quote-unquote, pursuit of Joe Ryan. He backed away from that.
Well, they still didn't get him. So how about this? ESPN did a stock watch. They did a post-deadline stock watch for all 30 teams.
Oh, good.
See this at all?
No.
So, first of all, they rank them 1 through 30.
Yep, where are the Sox?
They also tier them. So this is what you've always wanted.
Oh,
this
a
is
rank and a tier.
A rank within the tier.
I love that. We should do that with the ice cream coming up.
So there are 6 teams in the top tier contender. Do you think they're one of the 6 teams?
No,
they're not. There are then there's a second tier contender. Teams with playoff odds between 40 and 89%.
Well,
there's also a number.
They're definitely in that, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They're actually 10th overall. And they give you a win average in the playoff percentage champion. So win average, 88.9 is what they're suggesting. In the playoffs, 87.6%. That's pretty good.
That's very high. Yeah.
Lingering concern.
I was trying to wrap my head around that number. I'm sorry. The percentage that they're going to make the
round up, 88% they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Lingering concern.
Uh-huh.
What do you think it is?
Well, I'm guessing based on the reason we're talking about it, starting pitching.
Starting rotation.
Uh-huh.
The little write-up. They do a nice little...
Well, who's
cute
the dork who wrote this? I would take exception with whoever wrote it, is what I'm telling you.
Bradford Doolittle.
Oh, Bradford Doolittle.
Yeah,
you
Bradford
like
Doolittle. Okay, Dr. Doolittle decided to write about this. He talks to animals. He said, "This team makes a lot more sense if you plug a true number 2 or a co-number 1 in the rotation next to Garrett Crochet."
Okay, well, here's what I'm telling you. You could write that about any team in the American League. That's what I'm saying.
He didn't write that about the Yankees.
Okay, but he could.
The Red Sox are playing so well, it seems greedy to quibble, he says. But what will this look like in the playoffs? Some teams tread water with the rotation and ride the bullpen in October. Boston's bullpen has been solid, but it seems like the Red Sox will need more balance. Boston needs big finishes from every starter not named Crochet and Crochet 2.
Okay. I mean, the Yankees.
Weird write-up.
Yankees right now, their top pitcher is Max Fried, 5th in the AL and ERA. It's just one measurement. Yep. And Carlos Rodon is their next best at 15. He's closer to Giolito.
The Yankees' lingering concern? Run prevention.
Okay. Well, so look, I just, if he's writing that about the Red Sox, write it about the Red Sox. You can write it about every team in the AL is what I'm telling you.
He didn't write that about the Blue Jays.
He should.
Their lingering concern, Anthony Santander.
Okay.
One man's opinion.
All right.
Okay.
It's Bradford Doolittle.
Yep.
Not to be confused with Ben Fox. Interesting sourcing on the program today. We'll talk to Tommy Curran at 1 o'clock today after a walkthrough where, by the way...
I'll be in the CBA, though. Aren't these guys are like not allowed to hit that
He
much?
Said, find something you love as much as Mike Vrabel loves training camp walkthroughs.
Oh, boy.
It's
shots fired.
The third in 11 practices. I think that's his guy, too, so ouch.
Well, I think they're going to ramp it up tomorrow.
Bedard being a little critical of the approach. You're right. It should be fully ramped up for a joint practice tomorrow. Jones and Keefe at Patriots Training Camp, day 11. It's a walkthrough brought to you by McFarland Energy. You can weigh in, 617-779-7937. Offense rolling. You know what would derail it? Their best hitter, a 21-year-old with a back injury. That would derail the offense, one would think. Let's get to Roman Anthony, a late scratch, and how concerned we should be about that coming up next. Boobs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.